This podcast is brought to you by DIA, the trusted global neutral forum for healthcare product development professionals. DIA, driving insights to action.
Hi, I'm Chris M. Slowecki, and I serve as Senior Digital Copy Editor for DIA. I'm here with Megan Bettel, who is responsible for the ongoing coordination of the Regulatory Review of Drugs and Devices Initiative for Health Canada. Health Canada launched the R2D2 project in 2017 to improve the efficiency of Canada's regulatory system and provide Canadian citizens with more timely access to therapeutic products. Megan delivered the presentation titled Regulatory Review of Drugs and Devices Year 3 Status at the DIA 2020 Canadian Annual Meeting, and we're here to talk more about Health Canada's R2D2 initiative. So thank you, first of all, Megan, for joining us today. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So Megan, let's start with the basics, please. Tell us more. The title of your presentation was Year 3 Status of Health Canada's R2D2 Initiative. Why is it important to talk about Health Canada's R2D2 Initiative?
So as you mentioned, R2D2 started in 2017, and this is a five-year project which is aimed at looking at all of Health Canada's, our operations, our policies, our interactions with other bodies in the Canadian healthcare system to see what we as the regulator can do to improve access to drugs. So at year three, we've made really good progress on a lot of these initiatives. So the point of bringing this to DIA was really to give a bit of an update on where we were, what we've accomplished, what we feel has been completed and is now kind of our regular business using some new and creative regulatory pathways, and what is still left to be done in the last year and a bit of RTD2.
Thank you. So let's play that out a little bit. There are things that the initiative accomplished, and there are things that there is work left to do. May we ask you to talk about two or three of the most important on each side, what's been accomplished and what's still ahead?
So where I think we've really accomplished a lot have been in our initiatives where we're looking at how we as the regulator can work with other partners. So in Canada, what happens is there's the regulatory approval, and then there's a health technology assessments stage by independent agencies who make recommendations to the provinces who manage healthcare. And the HTA recommendations are about whether drugs should be funded in the publicly funded healthcare system. One of our greatest achievements was been setting up an aligned review process where a manufacturer can make a drug submission to the regulator and make a submission to health technology assessment at about the same time. And then with the permission of the manufacturer, the regulator can share information through our review. So we can share our review reports, we can provide kind of real-time information on how the review is going and how we're looking at the same data the HTAs will look at. And by doing this, we're still making independent decisions, but it's allowed those two separate processes to be brought together. So you no longer have a prolonged regulatory review, HTA review, you have decisions being made much closer in time. And that's actually saving a lot of time for the system. So it's making it more efficient for drugs to actually get to patients who need them. One of the other things we've built have been a lot of international collaboration activities with other regulators. So we've developed work sharing processes with our partners in Australia and Singapore and Switzerland, where we can get a drug submission submitted to all of the regulators or some of the regulators at the same time. And we divide up the work, share that information and work through it. And we're still, as I said, making independent decisions, but we're benefiting from each other's expertise so that we're approving drugs kind of roughly at the same time. We've also been involved in some parallel work with the US FDA on oncology drugs through this new thing called Project Orbis. So all of these things have really helped Canada be involved with all sorts of global initiatives and are really supporting novel drugs coming to Canada.
Are there any outputs from this initiative that may enable Health Canada's regulatory response to COVID-19?
So certainly our international work sharing initiatives and the partnerships we've built through these earlier R2D2 processes are also going to support our COVID-19 work. So Canada currently has a number of COVID-19 vaccines which have been submitted. We've started rolling reviews. Okay. We know that these products are also being submitted to other regulators. So there are possibilities there to share information or to collaborate so that we all get the benefit of having, you know, a really strong international position on these projects. That's just starting, but I think the processes and the relationships that we've built through the regulatory review of drugs and devices have set up a model for broad international collaboration that will help with COVID-19.
So in this space, in the areas around this initiative, what can we look forward to happening over the next, say, 12 months? What events are still coming soon?
Yeah, so there's still some work to be done with some updates to our regulations. We've been modernizing, for example, our special access program, which is a way of bringing in unauthorized drugs for patients who need them. So there are some regulatory changes that are still happening in that project. And some other work that's really exciting about improving our use of real-world evidence. So that's been a huge interest for regulators. It's how do you use evidence from the real world to support regulatory decision making? So there's still some work to be done there, maybe some pilot projects and some more guidance to be developed both for our own staff and for manufacturers. There'll be some opportunities to try some new models of looking at data to support authorizations through these projects.
Well, Megan, thank you very much for taking time to speak with us today. Good luck in your future work, and thank you very much for this report on Health Canada's R2D2 initiative.
Thank you.
For DIA, I am Chris M. Slowecki. Thank you.
To learn more about this topic, visit us online at diaglobal.org.